NBC News Radio, I'm Chris Garagio. Former President Bill Clinton will continue his recovery at home after being released from a Southern California hospital. The 75-year-old flashed a thumbs up as he and wife Hillary walked out of University of California Irvine Medical Center about 8 a.m. today. Clinton was admitted Tuesday for IV antibiotic treatment due to a urinary tract infection. Protests continued outside the Florida home of Brian Laundrie's parents this weekend. A handful of demonstrators carried signs and chanted, "Justice for Gabby." On Saturday. There's been no sign of Laundrie for 1 month now after he went missing after returning home from a cross-country trip without his fiancée, Gabby Petito. She was later found dead, with a Wyoming coroner ruling she died of strangulation. Northport, Florida police have resumed the search for Laundrie in the swampy Carlton Reserve. Olean's chief economic advisor, Mohammed El Arian, says high inflation in the U.S. will probably continue for another year before it begins to slow down.
There is part of it that's transitory. That's COVID-related, but there are things going on that are fundamentally much deeper than that. They involve change in behavior.
Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Mohammed calls rising inflation a mixed bag for the economy. He also said the COVID-19 pandemic has changed the behaviors of American workers and says views have changed on work-life balance. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine should have been a two-dose vaccine from the start.
If you boost people with either Moderna or Pfizer, the level of antibodies that you induce is much higher than if you boost them with the original J&J.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, the chief White House medical advisor noted it's going to be a case-by-case basis for people deciding which booster shot to get once the FDA gives their authorization. He also expects vaccines will be available to kids between 5 and 11 sometime in November. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.